Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Just say it, don't check it. I'm going to say it. Ramon Vasquez, the only undefeated manager in the history of the Red Sox. Now, there's probably another one-off in there somewhere, somebody that won one game and then never managed again. But Vasquez led the Red Sox to their best win in their best game against their best opponent all year. 3-1, beat the Mets, despite all those Mets fans chanting for their team at Fenway Park. Didn't care for that. But the baseball team on the field went out. Jaron Duran was the ignition for the offense.
Ooh, baby.
Hunter Dobbins was good enough. And then Vasquez was perfect in his manipulation of the bullpen straight on through the end with Chapman closing it out. And it's just like we didn't say the Celtics are better without Jason Tatum, but we're like, did they play pretty well last night without Jason Tatum? I'm not saying they're definitely better without Alex Cora, but I watched the game last night, and they looked pretty good with Ramon Vasquez running the show. So, Ted Johnson, what was your reaction to that victory result and the way it came about yesterday?
I was worried that the people would be talking about today, you know, is it a better team if
idiots like me on the radio?
If you're saying they're a better team without Alex
Cora. Was that the best game you saw from the Red Sox?
No.
What?
No.
What was the best game?
They were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position.
Okay. Did they get what they needed to get to win?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
How about the bullpen?
The bullpen looked pretty good, you know.
And went there early and just, played those keys like a fiddle.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, Andy.
Where are we going with that music?
It was a good win. It was kind of like how you draw it up. You know, you score early like they do. Like you got good starting pitching when the pitching's been terrible. You got good middle of relief. You got good closeout, right?
Yeah.
By Chapman, okay.
It was almost like a playoff game.
But
that was a playoff-style victory. Low scoring, bullpen's key, making moves. Like, that was a playoff victory.
You're going to look at the Justin Wilson bringing him in, you know, at the right time.
Perfect.
And that's where you go, man, would Alex have done that move right then? He's shown that he wasn't going to do that. Like, he's kind of let these guys go longer than they were supposed to, and it's kind of bitten them in the ass. And so that's the one decision I look at, and you go, oh, man, you know, if Alex was there, would he have made that same decision?
Well, I do believe Fitzy.
Yeah.
Alex Cora has done that well at times in the postseason. I actually think he's been a pretty masterful manipulator of bullpens and pitching a lot of times in the postseason. So maybe, is it fair to say that Ramon Vasquez managed differently last night? Like, it was a playoff game for him because it was his only game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And maybe, just maybe, Ramon Vasquez knew this team really needed a win last night. Like, they were down in the dumps after losing 2 or 3 to the Braves, getting swept in Detroit, a bunch of winnable games along that path as they had lost 5 of their previous 6. So he went for it. Like, he thought, what do I have to lose? A ball game? Jeez, Alex Cora has been able to do that more often than win over the course of the first 48 games. So why not? He didn't have to worry about what somebody else in Alex Cora's position would say to him. He managed it his way. It was, and he knew they needed the win, and he got it.
And it was different than however many weeks ago that was, 2.5, 3 weeks ago, when Alex Cora made a decision to pitch to Vlad Guerrero and then said, well, if it had been the World Series or the ALCS, I would have done it differently. Well, maybe for Ramon Vasquez, last night was his World Series. He just said it. He's retired. He's never expecting to manage again. That was his one-off. You know, like Eminem with Jelly Roll, he had his one opportunity, and he went out there, and he won the ball game. And maybe Alex doesn't do that. Maybe he treats it like it's just May 19th in a regular season game. And maybe that was the difference. I don't know. All I know is the end result is I saw what was a playoff caliber victory from the Boston Red Sox, and I haven't seen a lot of those this
year. It's interesting because I listened to the Will Fleming interview with Ramon Vasquez before the game.
Me too.
And what was your big takeaway from it?
He didn't seem to want to answer anything.
Well, you know what he seemed to do?
Noncommittal.
He seemed to say, and you kept hearing Will kind of say, well, you're going to make these decisions. Now it's you to make decisions. Yeah. And all Ramon kept saying is, no, have a plan, and I have people that help me, and it's going to be our. He didn't really say our decision, but he wanted to say it was our decision. So he basically was. I'm trying to figure out whether or not that decision to put Wilson in there was already a predetermined thing.
So he was like the substitute teacher that had like notes were right there in front of him.
Like we think maybe a lot of the managers are there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of numbers on Dobbins and
third time through, after
the fourth inning, ERA, everything blows up.
It's true.
So you're saying this was like an AI decision. It was just like automatic. They took the number, computes, pull him.
So I would look at it through. That's the feeling I get. Yeah. It was AI that did it.
Shouldn't give Ramon Vasquez as much credit.
No, the nerds. You need to give the nerds.
I don't want to credit nerds. I don't like nerds.
I mean, but did Ramon Vasquez, how did he get, I mean, did he tell, I don't know, Jaren Duran how to change his launch angle or his batting angle so he hit triples and doubles and got extended bases maybe for the first time in a long time? I don't know. Like,
did he get Duran to throw out Alonso trying to stretch a Fenway single into a double?
I don't think he was the manager that these guys all of a sudden were making plays that if Alex was the manager, they wouldn't have made.
And what do you make of, we compared it a little bit earlier, Fitzy and I were talking about it, the Gerard Mayo Gatorade bath week one. We had a beer bath for Ramon Vasquez, which imparts a little energy, team chemistry, whatever you want to call it. What do you make of that?
I don't think it's because they're showing how much they like him over Alex Cora. I think they just like Ramon. I always think the number two guy, I bet you on most Major League Baseball teams, is probably the most popular guy. I bet you it's a lot of good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
So the number twos are probably they talk to the players probably in a different fashion, in a different way, in a more, I don't know, kind of – you know, we're all on the same page. We're bros. It's not management and player kind of dynamic that maybe the manager has with the players. And so I think it's more that they probably just, it'd be like if Rack substituted for Bill Belichick and won a game, Rack would get the same treatment from our defense because we all love Rack. Right?
Rack won a game. I would give him a Gatorade shower. Everybody loves Rack. I never met anybody who didn't.
You get my point on that though, right?
Yes. No, I do get your point. Although I don't know how often. So you said good cop, bad cop. I don't know how often Alex Cora is the bad cop. He's not the bad cop with Devers. The bad cop would make Devers go play first base. Get a glove on. You and Campbell both take ground balls and drills over there.
And maybe it's just different. I mean,
just
he's
different.
Been here for,
I think
been
it's
five
fair.
Years. Just different.
Oh, that is definitely a part of it. I'm a little disappointed though. That was you came up with a good plan there though, because I like when the fill in does well.
Yeah.
For Ramon Vasquez and You're probably onto something there. It was probably very much written in his pregame notes or a little binder he got sent down from Breslow and the other nerds.
I mean, that interview with Will Fleming, he just kept saying how much they've already pre-planned a lot of things. It's almost as if the game plans, I don't have to do much. I just kind of, what am I supposed to do? Okay, it's already predetermined.
So then why are we paying Alex Cora $7 million, Fitzy?
Well, because maybe Alex Cora had a long conversation with him and gave him all the tools and some of the extra keys he needed for success on Monday.
Why doesn't Alex Cora have that conversation with Alex Cora in the mirror and get above 500 and maybe play better baseball?
Andy, you know it's always easier to point out or diagnose and then assist in helping out the flaws or, you know, ills and woes of others than it is to look in the mirror and self-reflect.
So
what about the pitcher, Hunter Dobbins?
Love him. One of the good stories of the season.
But he's not like a veteran. It's like, I think part of what Cora's sometimes issues are is veteran players get longer ropes.
I agree.
And like a Hunter Dobbins, he had no problem pulling him.
Right.
Where if it was Tanner Houck,
yeah.
You know, this is an older guy, veteran, you know, I'm not going to just, I don't want to embarrass him. I'm gonna give him a more chance to get out of the problems.
Yep. Right? I think there's probably some truth to that. I think that might be a little blind spot for him being deferential to the veteran players. We do need to get into a little bit of the discussion, though. It was a big talker in certain portions of this town about Alex Cora going to his daughter's graduation at Boston College in the morning and then not managing the game. I said it earlier. I have no problem with it. I side with family. And I know some people are like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. You could be at the ballpark by 2 or 3 and the game's not till 6:45. How about you just want to spend the day with your daughter and you don't want there to be a end period? Somebody tells you, oh, you got to leave now. Maybe you want to go, I don't know, out to dinner at 1 o'clock with your daughter, and maybe you want to have, I don't know, a couple beers and just be social with your daughter and don't want to have to worry about going to Fenway Park. Okay, go ahead, Ted.
I have had zero problem with it, you know, and you guessed right before I heard you talking in the 2 o'clock
hour. I know you.
Hour.
We bonded in the Pacifica.
Yeah. No, exactly, right? So we're, that's right.
Joe Mazzulla's favorite car.
Everybody keep that to themselves.
No
what happens in the Pacifica stays in the Pacifica.
It is. I have zero problem with it. I don't know. I don't know his. I don't know if he's married to the woman that he had his daughter with. I don't know. I feel like he's not. I don't know. Look, I'm a single dad.
Yep.
I've been a single dad for a long time. My kids mean everything to me, considering on where I've been in my life. You know what? There's 162 of these games. I have zero problem. That is a huge milestone in her life. Maybe, I don't know, maybe educate you. Maybe it was a dream for her to even get to that college. She gets to it and then she graduates.
Yep.
One of the biggest days of her life. You know what? I have zero problem with it. Zero. And I don't think him being at his daughter's graduation is a bigger statement of the organization either. Like it shows like that they're not committed because he wanted to spend the day, not just his graduation, but the day with his daughter on a day in which the team was playing.
It's not an indictment of the organization or of Alex Cora's values or commitment to winning by any stretch. And the aforementioned anonymous radio host and hubbub about town that was made about this was asinine. It's asinine. It's a very special. Did anyone give Alex Bregman the business for being on a heater and then going home and being at the birth of his second child? Because I know that's a big deal has been made of personal decisions like that before, not just with Alex Bregman, but professional athletes. Did you ever have any teammates, Ted, that had to miss a game for services,
I'm sure,
a birth?
I'm sure I have. You know, I think
it had to have happened.
Even in the early 2000s when I was playing, I think it was we were getting to a point where that was being accepted, where guys could leave for, you know, for the child's birth. I mean, there was Richard Seymour, his grandmother passed, and then him and Bill got into,
Bill benched him for the first quarter.
So it wasn't.
And then your defense sucked, and you needed Seymour to saunter onto the field to save your asses.
Way to cut off your nose by your face there, Bill, again.
Wes Welker made a joke about Rex Ryan's feet. Let's bench him in the playoffs.
I just don't know what, you know, the relationship with his daughter, it might be, look, we all like to think that not every dad has a special relationship with a daughter.
Well, and that's what I wanted to say. You said as a single dad, a divorced dad, I don't even know if it's that. I think one thing you mentioned.
I'm throwing it out there.
Right.
I don't think that he's married to the woman
But whether he is or isn't, for me personally, I'm just going to share I think fathers and sons have more easy connections, bonds, days sometimes. If there is a day, like your daughter gets her wedding day, that's great. Well, guess what? If she doesn't have too many days and this is an important day to her, an important day to me, and we're going to connect over it, then job be damned, Red Sox be damned, like connect.
And I'll also say, wedding you can pre-plan. You can't plan the BC's. And I've heard him reference signing the contract last year, talking about his daughter going to BC and wanting to be next to her. So it's clearly an important event in his life.
Correct. As it should be. It's a great school.
It might not be the same for XYZ person, but for Alex Cora, it has a unique meaning. And it means more to him than it would somebody else. So why are we going to judge him if that's the case?
And as you said in the 2000s and things, I forget how you just said it, like more acceptable or more open to these things. Like, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever it would have been, maybe this is looked at, the man goes out and he works and he brings home the meat to the cave. And like, no, we're not there anymore. There's like women that work and men that work and there's important things to men and daughters. Like girl dad became a thing over the last whatever 10 years and fathers bonding with their daughters over certain things. Like, it's a different world.
Maybe if you weren't a sub 500 baseball team, people would have reacted differently.
I got to tell you, Stiz, you're dead on. If they were like 12 games above 500,
that's
what it no one would have paid attention. Absolutely. If you had the record, what are the Mets, like 29 and 19? If you had the Mets record and you were rolling right along, this would not be mentioned. But you're saying because he made a bad decision against the Blue Jays with Vlad Guerrero or whatever.
29-19,
So if you had the Mets record, I don't think this would have been a blip on the radar. But because you're sub 500, because some people already question your ability, your value, your $21 million extension, and all the what's he ever won, and all the snarky comments we get on the text line. Oh, you know, when he cheats, he wins. He hasn't cheated, so he doesn't win. He's 500 over this span, blah, blah, blah. Those people are going to pounce when there's a little bit of
an opening,
an opportunity, an opening here, and that's what this was. Yes, Dave.
And you don't think the daughter would understand that my father is the manager of a professional baseball team? And he has to go coach the team.
Well, maybe if that's a family dynamic, I wouldn't pretend to understand. Or even if the daughter said, "No, Dad, that's stupid. You got to go to the game." Okay, then maybe you go to the game. Or the dad goes, "No, that's stupid. There's 162 of those things. There's one in the history of the world of you graduating,
and you get one chance at being a dad.
Yeah,
like to get it right."
And I
these milestones that come in their lives, and you know what? Either you're there for it or you're not.
And you're going to be hopefully with your daughter for the next 50 years.
Yeah, but that's
you're going to be with the Red Sox for a short time.
But that's
they're
the agreement you make when you take $11 million to go coach a baseball team.
Is it? I don't have a family anymore?
Seven.
I sold my family? No, that's not
No, not I sold my family.
That's a job just like any other job.
No, it's not a manager at Staples. It's very different.
I didn't say it was, but it's also not president of the U.S. with your finger on the red button.
Office supplies.
Like, you're not, it's not life or death. There's no cancer surgery. You didn't bow, you know, you didn't reschedule a life-threatening cancer surgery. It's a baseball team. It's sports entertainment, to steal a phrase from Vince McMahon. Like, is it important? Does it matter to a lot of people? Obviously. Does Alex Cora take it very seriously? I think we can say, talking to him every Wednesday, he takes it very seriously.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he was negotiated in a contract? Maybe he would think that the...
No.
Do you think he asked permission to
No.
Okay. All right.
I think he said, my daughter graduates from BC on May 19th. I'm going to need that day.
You don't think he needed permission?
I don't.
So, I mean,
I would imagine he had to get the sign off.
Maybe, but I also think, I mean, Craig Breslow, he's a modern young GM. Sam Kennedy, like, there's no Hardos. They don't have any Tug McGraw been the GM for 40 years. I'm going to fire your ass if you miss a game kind of situation, right? Like, again, that's the archaic part, that's the dated part where like, it's mental health month, Fitzy. They didn't have mental health month 40 years ago. So yeah, maybe he would have been given a hard time. But in a year that has mental health month, to then say, "Oh, by the way, no.
Right, this is mental health month."
Yep. Yeah, it's mental health month, right?
May is mental health month.
So to say, "No, you can't have the night off to be with your daughter in a world that has a mental health month,"
Let me hear you. So if they were the Mets, say they were 10 games over 500 and he did this, you wouldn't have as much of a problem with it?
Well, I mean, me personally, I go to work every day, but you know, no.
What time you get to work?
You don't have a daughter.
What time do you wake up?
Sometimes 10 past.
You think Alex Cora shows up at 5:27 for a 7:05 first pitch?
You're on the Verdugo timetable.
No, but of course, if the team had a better record, like I said earlier, it would be a little bit of a
So it really has nothing to do with his commitment or his daughter. It's just the record.
The record.
That's all it is the record.
It's not just that, but it's part of the story.
If it's just about the record, it shouldn't. To me, that's, I don't know, that takes away some of your argument, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just about the record.
It's just about the record.
617-779-7937. Coming up on Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll clean out the phone lines. We'll clean out the topics. We got some interesting audio. That's all next here, right after Dan Ball gives you what's trending. Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI afternoons leading up to the MassMutual pregame show. Red Sox Mets at Fenway Park again. We'll see if Alex Cora can manage the team the way Ramon Vasquez did last night in his absence. Playoff caliber victory and atmosphere. Coming up on Odds and Ends here on WEEI afternoons, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. I did want to go to the phone lines real quick before we get to some really interesting audio from Rob Gronkowski about Aaron Hernandez. But first,
I got something for you, too, before we go to that, too, as well.
Let's go to Brandon in Boston. What are your thoughts on Drake May and his opening performance at OTAs today, Brandon?
Well, it's not really the OTAs, but I'll say I think the expectations for this team is a little too high. I think people are forgetting that Drake May is 1 out of 13. So he won one game out of 13 games. I hope people remember that. So for me, his decision-making is really not that good. You know, his interception rate was higher than some top quarterbacks in his college football, which is 3.2% compared to 1.9% from Caleb Williams, right? I don't believe in his decision-making, and it's showing once again with those four picks that he's thrown.
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon. We can go down this road a different day. He threw four picks in OTA practice. That's fine. Josh Allen had terrible decision-making. Peyton Manning set the record with 28 interceptions as a rookie. Interceptions, young quarterback, they go together. They just flat-out go together at almost every level of football, high school, college, NFL. We'll see.
I just think there's a lot of people out there that agree with Brandon, though.
Oh, there are.
A lot of people.
Brandon, you're not alone. There are people out there that agree with you. But we'll see where the evolution goes in training camp, preseason, joint practices. We'll be down there, Ted. The fans will be there. You'll see picks.
It is interesting. You know, remember Joel Shad?
Yes.
From ESPN?
Yeah.
He tweeted out a picture with Drake May, and it's headline. Patriots quarterback Drake May threw four interceptions in his first eight pass attempts and 11-on-11 in practice. And then the question over he puts is, reason for concern in the New England area, ?
That's why the Patriots
Which I almost
are so
wanted
overrated.
To kind of put him on blast, and then I realized he followed me. And I'm like, oh, no, Jill Shad follows me? Okay, we're good, we're friends.
Oh, so you'll yell at me for 2 hours on a radio show, but you won't go at Joe Shad on
just
Twitter?
Just don't follow me.
Like Giardi?
I don't know if he's following me yet, son of a gun. Yeah, like Giardi.
Tony in West Springfield has a question for Stiz. What's up, Tony?
Well, I'll make it quick, but before I get to my point, it was funny when I called in with Stiz. I said, I want to talk to Stiz. I want to see if he has a kid, you know, and my point is, as a dad, I'm looking at my 11-year-old right now. And when you miss a game or you miss a practice, it hurts and it weighs on you as a dad. You want to make every single one. And if you're only at 99%, that's not enough. But my point is with Cora, of course he wants to go. I mean, this is like a thing. You want to go to the graduation? That's more than just a practice, right? So he's making up for some of those practices and some of those games that he missed. That's important. And also, a baseball manager, really, you're managing personalities. It's not so much about managing the game. I know managing the game is important, but it's okay. Take the day off and your daughter only graduate once. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I agree.
Thanks, T.
We'd all like to be at every practice, every game. It's probably not realistic for a lot of people, but graduation day, prom, the birth of a child, wedding, like there's some tent pole items along there on the timeline that you got to get to, and he got to it. It was fine.
It's not an NFL game either. Where it's one of 17. For God's
Those
sake.
Matter. This is just a stupid baseball game. On
It's 162 of them, for the love of Zod. What are
I agree.
We doing?
Things are different in the NFL, and nowhere else will we learn that better than this conversation with Rob Gronkowski on Bussin' with the Boys about something he saw and experienced in a tight end team meeting room. Go ahead. Roll it, Stiz.
Because we heard stories about like him being in the team meeting room like off.
I mean,
and honestly, if you don't want to talk about, we don't have to.
That's a possibility. That one, I may or may have not seen it live.
At the time, you're just thinking to yourself, man, this guy really
nor
loves ball.
Deny, but I mean, I love crazy. Though. So like I didn't mind things like that. I was like, wow, like that was pretty epic. Like I was a wild man myself. So like I was like, nothing fazed me. I was like, I encouraged it.
What do you mean you encouraged it? You talked him through the process?
Some weird stuff with that second iteration of the Patriots dynasty. Little different dudes, man. They have some different cats, man.
So what you ever? How could anyone do that? Honestly,
that's the question.
Charles Haley used to do it if you guys read "Boys Will Be Boys," the great Jeff Perlman book about the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s. He used to whip it out all the time
in a meeting, like when you're watching like your defense, your offense go against your defense, like. Or where? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What
Charles,
exactly?
The Charles Haley
you.
Stories are insane.
Yeah, but what motivates you to do that?
I mean specifically. My first instinct is to tell you he was under the influence
of something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably a safe.
My guess is he was under the influence. That's for you to, because it brings out your inhibitions. You don't have them. You relax. You don't think about. Really what you're doing as much. So to me, my guess is if he was doing that in a team meeting, he's under the influence. And the fact that Gronk is like okay with her is
weird.
Like,
I think that's weirder than the first. One guy might be on drugs.
But think about
or...
some of the Tom Brady roast, some of the stuff that came out, like they would talk about. It's like, dude, those are some different cats.
Well,
a little bit.
There's different cats more and more in modern football and around teams. And we hear about this at the high school level, and there's like a lot of weird stuff goes on.
Yeah.
Flat out weird stuff goes on. Sometimes these guys spend too much time together, comfortable.
I told you I was hanging out with my brothers. I was hanging out with my younger brothers during the Kentucky Derby a few weeks ago, and them and all their friends, and I commented to you, Andy, off mic.
So you'll bring it on mic now.
Horses. Constantly those type of jokes are being made.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It blew my mind almost, you know, and I came in the next day. I was like, Jesus, the amount of times these guys are like, you like that? You'll do that? I was like, whoa. So,
well, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's guys being guys.
I think young men are more comfortable saying, doing, acknowledging.
Yeah,
like, it's out there. They're more comfortable than ever. I may be speaking from certain levels of experience. Young men are more comfortable doing and saying things that young men of 20 years ago would never, ever have considered. And I'm not here to judge whether it's good or bad. It's just a different bleeping world out there, Fitzy. Yeah.
Guys 40 years ago, you didn't see him cry. You didn't see him. I don't even know if I ever saw my dad drink a glass of water growing up.
Right. Now it's so different. Now it's so different. And again, I don't know if it's a good thing, bad thing, too much, but I think it's weird that
Gronk. That's too much.
It's one thing for the guy to be weird and on drugs or maybe substance, whatever, and he obviously had issues.
Yeah.
But for Gronk to, what do you say, I promoted it or I urged
I'm crazy
him to,
too.
Like, yeah, no, that's weird. That's weirder than him.
But they, but Gronk, the Gronk brothers, every time you ever saw like them gronking out in Vegas or with the bus, they're all like 10 dudes dancing shirtless with each other. Like, that was, I mean, listen, you know, we weren't exactly the most avant-garde growing up in Braintree, but that wasn't how we rolled.
It's a little Rocky and Apollo on the beach running around and, you know, being very high, hugging each other.
Gracie never. It's not turning into something weird.
Something that it wasn't. Don't make it seem
dirty.
One of
the best scenes ever.
It's a tough leap here from one to the other, but George Wendt, the actor who played Norm on Cheers, unfortunately has passed away. One of the all-time greats, one of the all-time great roles, Fitzy. I know this is your world, and I think we have a little audio from the finale of Cheers.
I knew you'd come back. You did? You can never be unfaithful to your one true love. You always come back to her. Who is that?
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think about it, Sam.
Why is the audio going up and down? Okay, that's George Wendt.
That was my fault.
Oh,
that
sorry.
Was my fault.
No worries. But Norman, remember Diane Lane? Norman. That was my favorite part of that show. It was a very simple part, but everybody would yell Norm, and she would yell Norman. And as somebody who the world calls Andy, every once in a while I get an Andrew, and I'm like, hey, that's kind of like the Norm thing. Christian Arcand?
Hello.
I thought when you said George Wendt.
Isn't that his name?
I don't know.
George Wendt
to the Red Sox game. I know that.
That's true. George did go to the Red Sox game. Nice one.
I was like, Christian's here. Are you talking about George? Is George?
We had a great time, by the way. Thank you, Mike Thomas. Big George Wendt fan. My father owned the bar when I was growing up, and so we watched Cheers all the time. And I was working in Faneuil Hall when the Cheers opened, like the new Cheers in Faneuil Hall. And the rumor was they paid George Wendt. I know he came down there, but the rumor was they paid him 30 grand to sit at the bar
wow.
and talk to people on the day that the place
great
opened.
Story.
That's awesome. That's
30
awesome.
Grand to sit at a bar. Wouldn't that be great? Be Wouldn't awesome. That be the best job? This is a long time ago.
Ever.
I'm sure
ever.
He did. Yeah.
Did he have like a big mug and he was just drinking probably. The old suds down?
Yeah, I heard George went to the game, and then I heard, did I hear Will Fleming take a little shot? Not shot,
not
I guess.
Shot,
he was like,
no.
Is he home being quiet and less energetic or something? I forgot what he said last night.
Yeah, I mean.
You were like, probably not.
Probably not. I mean, you know, they didn't get to meet. That was the problem.
Oh,
we were in there. Doug Lane was out. Doug took pictures, and then we had to leave, and you know, we didn't even get the pictures.
Did he have fun?
He had a great time.
That's awesome.
Had a blast. Got a little balloon that looks like Wally. Saw a grand slam, didn't understand what was happening, but saw
talked
a grand
about
slam.
About how that excited was cool. he was to see someone else manage the team the next night.
Yes, you mentioned that, yes.
So let's start there, because you're one that likes to yell and have takes on topics. So should I read anything to the Red Sox played a very nice baseball game last night?
It was a very clean game, was it not?
Yeah, it was. It felt like
very
a playoff
clean.
Game.
Good it was.
Win.
Very nice infield defense, I
yeah,
thought.
A couple double plays that saved the game.
There were. One that ended the game.
Yeah.
And very nice use of getting the starter out before things got a little out of hand like they did with Bayo the other day.
So?
I'm not gonna say that Cora it should be replaced by Ramon Vasquez or anybody else at this point. But I do think you got to think about the temperature of his seat. We're at a point now in the season and a point in his tenure, I think, where you have to look at the results and sort of at the very least start scrutinizing them a little bit more than I think they are.
So what else you got coming up on the Christian Arcan show that turns into the Mass Mutual pregame show?
It's not even.
It's just right into the Mass Mutual
pregame show tonight.
Lock of the night.
Well, of course, recap a fantastic win, by the way. It was a great win last
awesome.
Night. Over the Mets team, one of the best teams in the National League. We'll recap that. We'll talk with Mike Monaco about it. We got a long interview with Alex Cora today.
Oh.
So you guys are going to have something to try and shoot for. It's like 10 minutes, I think, with Fleming and Cora. So you guys are going to have to try and top that tomorrow.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. That's when Fitzy's going to ask him who is a better manager of the Boston Red Sox, Vasquez or Cora. See how that goes.
Bad guy.
I wonder what he's going to say.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. He'll say, get out, shut up. No. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It was a fun one today. We had a lot of varying topics. Didn't think odds and ends would go the way it did with Gronk and Hernandez, but you never know what you're going to hear on WEEI Afternoons. Fitzy, Ted, great job. Dan Ball, Stiz. Stay tuned for the Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand. We will talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6, including Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox at 2:15. Talk to you then. See you.
By the way, the Kylie Jenner or Cardi B discussion on midday, I want to get in on that that action.
Woo, played those keys like a fiddle. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.